Some lawmakers say liquor store chains should continue to be illegal in Tennessee, at least for the time being. The state Senate voted Monday to limit liquor store owners to two locations. That upends part of the bargain struck 2 years ago when the state passed its wine and grocery stores law. The dispute is the latest over Tennessee's liquor laws. It pits the state's mom-and-pop liquor stores against out-of-state sellers, like Maryland's Total Wine and More. In 2014, liquor store owners were in favor of getting rid of a decades-old rule that limited them to just one location. But the thinking back then was liquor sellers would have to live in Tennessee to own a store, says Murfreesboro Republican Bill Ketron.
And that was found unconstitutional, so that backs us up. And the retail association, all the store owners, felt like that two should be a good number.
The House is expected to vote on the two-store limit later this session. The dispute would have no direct impact on grocery stores, which are slated to start selling wine July 1st. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.